Yes, good morning. Broadcasting live here from Dubai Sports World in the World Trade Center. Keep your text messages coming in. 4001 is the SMS number, and we do have some questions to be asking Corrie in just a few moments' time. Here with the Fighting Fit team, it's myself, George. We've also got Georgina Kelly from the program, the Fighting Fit program, and we've also got Cameron Thomas as well. Both of them doing extremely well. Well done, guys, and we hope to see you continue along. Of course, Corrie is here from the Fighting Fit program as well, and he's going to be giving his advice and answering your questions. But joining us at this broadcast and in the sports hall is Duncan Hare from 7 Days. Duncan, a reporter at 7 Days, but not looking so much at sports. You're more of a business person,
indeed,
I believe.
Indeed, yes. But a sportsman back in my youth and my teenage days, so it's nice to come back down here and be in PE class again. We thoroughly enjoyed it. We had a great time.
Oh, brilliant. We saw you when we came in, actually, earlier on today. It's quite busy. Is this the first time you've been down?
It is. I mean, we've done quite a bit for the paper on it, obviously official newspaper of Sports Arena down here. So it was a good chance for us to come along and have a shot of all the sports again.
Is it surprising when you walk in? Because the first thing I noticed this morning is, I mean, I'm quite shocked that there's this massive facility that offers so many opportunities to play different sports. What were your thoughts before you came in?
Oh, it's fantastic. Before we came in, we're thinking, before you come in, you know that things in Dubai are top notch. I mean, it's that kind of place, and it doesn't disappoint when you come in here. The facilities are absolutely excellent. There are sports for everyone, young and old. We thoroughly enjoyed it. It was top notch.
And how many in your group?
How many did we have? We started at 9, so we had about 3 to start with. Mm-hmm. The stragglers came in later on, and we're up about 10 later.
Was it you guys playing cricket over there earlier?
Yep.
Was it you that lobbed a ball at some poor girl and it hit her on the thigh? She was in agony.
Never. Scotsman would never do that. We excel at cricket.
I thought cricket was rounders. That was the first thing I said this morning. Cricket, that's the one that's like rounders, yeah?
Rounders is cricket for simpletons.
Is that what it is?
Oh, no, I shouldn't have. No, it's not. I love rounders.
I thought it was just a Scottish thing, personally. So you came in and you... What facilities have you used this morning, then?
We've had a shot at the cricket, obviously, which obviously the Scotsman excelled at. We had a crack at indoor football as well. That really stretched the muscles out of all of us, that did. We had a good shot at the basketball as well, shooting some hoops. That was it. That got us through a good 2 hours.
Great. And the facilities, I mean, not only are they top-notch, but quite easy to find, quite easy to use?
Yeah, I mean, it's so simple coming down here. It's slap-bang in the middle of Sheikh Zayed Road, isn't it? Straight off the metro, for those who are coming down by metro. And easy to find if you're coming by car as well. So get one down here. That's definitely the message.
And Duncan, what's your sports background?
Oh, I used to be a bit of a footballer back in the day. Sadly, injuries caught up with me. And as you saw, a star cricketer now as well. Just picked that up fresh off the bat today. I didn't mind the basketball as well. That was good fun. That took me back to the PE days as well. Mm. But out here, I must say that the perfect thing is, even at this time of year, is running and swimming. I mean, you've got the sunshine every single day, so there really is no excuse for
it. And are you a runner?
I am, yeah, I do. I love running on the beach. The sand and I are best friends. Okay. And the pool as well, we get on really well. So
very good.
Yeah, it sounds good. So you've obviously, how long have you been in Dubai for?
Just short of a year, coming up for 10 months now.
So you haven't found that you've got here and found the old Dubai stone?
No, I haven't, thankfully. I think if you want to put the effort in, this is the perfect environment to keep yourself fit. Mm. I mean, there's so many good gym facilities. The outdoor is the best place possible to keep fit. And if you want to, if you do put the effort in, you will reap the rewards from it. You really do.
So you don't feel that you know, being here and moving from Glasgow, which generally tends to rain a lot, to Dubai, hasn't been too difficult in getting used to the heat when you're outside swimming and running?
Oh, goodness, you said rain a lot. You come over here and it's like sunshine, thank you. No, not at all. I think that this is the perfect environment to keep yourself fit. I think the Dubai Stone is a lifestyle choice. If you want to come here and do nothing whatsoever and pile on the pounds, then by all means, it's very, very easy to do so. Because
it's quite fun to do that, to be honest, though, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, and it's a good place to do it.
Amazing restaurants, great food, everything's delivered.
You said it, yeah, you said it. But if you want to do the opposite, if you want to get yourself healthier, you know, you can do it. It is doable.
Mm. Mm, definitely, and there's plenty of things to do here. So we'll be seeing you back. What are you going to try next?
Next, I think it's an ice bath to get those muscles loose again. Otherwise, there's going to be some very stiff folk in the morning. 7 days won't have any reporters at all. I think definitely some R&R, some rest and relaxation after that. And I know there was a few complainers, and I'm the youngest, so... The rest of them, I think, will be taking it very easy over the next couple of days.
Actually, it's something that we don't tend to find here. I don't know about where you guys come from, but generally back home we tend to do a lot of activities as a community. But in terms of working together, when you work together, you generally tend to have sort of office sports teams. But I'm not very sure about you guys, but we don't have an office sports team. We don't have an office football team or netball team or whatever it is.
Mm. Well, when I was back in London... I used to work for a medium-sized company in Soho, and we used to have every summer, we used to have a sports day, like a school sports day.
Did you?
Which was really cool in Hyde Park, irrespective of what the weather was doing, we'd all go down there and we'd have a full sports day with egg and spoon race and a sack race and all of that, and then we'd have a picnic.
Cameron, what do you do for a living, sorry?
I work for Etisalat.
You work for Etisalat. So does Etisalat have, I mean, they sponsor quite a lot of sports. Do they have their own sports teams within the company?
They do. They have, there are, there's bowling leagues and there's a football competition, but I haven't really indulged in that myself. So, it is there. It is there to
which is good. Corey, do you play sports with anyone that you work with? You play sports with anyone you work with?
We actually have the original Fitness Co. We have a basketball team. We have a touch football team. We enter different leagues, fit the guys out. They're generally clients of the company. Mm. So we definitely support sporting teams here in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi as well.
And what is touch football? How does that differ from regular football?
Yeah, it's like rugby, but it's just touch. You're basically not tackling; it's just touching
with hands.
You're very British.
So it's cheating. It's cheating football.
Such an expat UK expat.
What? Come on, that ain't football. That's rugby light.
Yeah, what the thing is it's a lot faster.
Okay.
Because they're not tackling, they're not getting up off the ground. Yeah. Once you touch that person, they dump the ball under their legs.
Okay.
The guy behind picks it up, passes it on. So it's quite a dynamic game. It's great for fitness.
Okay.
Really good.
Tell you what, you'd be rubbish at Aussie rules.
I've seen it. It's amazing. They're lunatics.
I tell you what I do like at the moment. I tried it a couple of years ago, the adventure frisbee that they do at where the softball and baseball pitches are. It's like high-end impact frisbee. Have you done it before?
It's at the Metropolitan Field, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done it, but I've actually seen it. It looks great. Looks interesting.
It's really cool. It's like football, but with a frisbee.
Whatever next.
It's really, really good. Listen, Duncan, thank you very much for joining us. I hope you have a great afternoon and tomorrow morning you're not feeling, your muscles aren't feeling too bad. And maybe we should get together and have a Dubai Eye versus 7 days football team. I'm not very sure who we'd get on our football team. Maybe the sports crew. They're not very good.
Bring it. We're ready.
The aggression.
I'm going to go back to the office and figure that one out this afternoon. Listen, stay with us. Plenty more to come after this.